there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin as well. You know what we have not gotten into yet today is because I asked Jay Kahn about adjusted series prices in the NHL. What about adjusted series prices now that each of the NBA series, each of the eight, has gone one game and all the home teams have a 1-0 lead in the respective best of seven series? What about adjusted series prices in the NBA, Kelly, where in the case of the Celtics and Heat, let's just start with the the most ridiculous. Again, no Jimmy Butler. The Heat are 65-1-ish on the adjusted series price down a game. 65-1 I'm staring at. Shop around for all these.
Yeah, shop around because I'm seeing 35-1. Okay. So
I'm seeing
jump
65
in on
to
65.
I'm assuming that doesn't tempt you. Let's
no,
do
it does not.
Let's do these in reverse order. Okay, so that's the longest shot of the teams that are down 1-0. The New Orleans Pelicans without Zion, plus 664, and they almost won last night.
Yeah, it's that one feels aggressive to me.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
I still think
they should have won that game last night at the end.
They very easily could have. I don't think anybody deserved to win that game last night. That's the way I'll put it. With how ugly both those teams were down the stretch, felt like I was watching first round of March Madness or something like that.
It was awful.
I still think the Thunder, just talent edge and home court's going to end up mattering. It will end up leading to them winning that series. But, man, if you told me you were going to take a game and a half or something like that with the Pelicans right now, I couldn't hate you for it.
Plus 664 on the Pels to win that series. Because yeah. Let me just, before we move on, if the Pelicans win that game last night, and again, in case you missed the ending, the Pelicans had a million chances to win that game. They're up 90-88. They had a few chances to go up two scores. They couldn't get it done. Then at 90-90, they had a possession where they got four offensive rebounds and could not put the biscuit in the basket. And left the door open. Holmgren with a block. SGA with a three-point play. And the rest is history. But if the Pelicans win that game last night, which was very possible, we come in here this morning, what would be the narrative around all of sports? The narrative would be, well, they're so young. They've never been in the playoffs before. And you know how it is in the NBA when you're that young. Every halftime show for ESPN, by the way, every halftime show, no matter what team is up and no matter what team is trailing, it's the same variation, right? Of, oh, this team stepped it up and this team, the stage was too big or they're too young and they're not used to it. Like, it's the same formulaic thing. And if it in this case, though, in this case, had the Pelicans gone up 1-0, based on how we saw the Thunder play in crunch time yesterday, there might have been some meat to that.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I want, if we can put your head in that space for a second, let's say it was 1-0 the other way, but it's not, right? That would be the narrative. So plus 664 doesn't, over 6.6-1 here on average, doesn't interest you at all on the Pelicans, but you have maybe I'm asking the wrong person because you have a preconceived thought about
it. I just said I didn't think it was a bad bet.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I thought you said plus one and a half games.
No,
I thought you said
plus 2.5 games and plus 145 is what I'm looking at DraftKings right now. Yes, I don't think the Pelicans are going to beat them. Yes,
that's what I thought you said.
I don't think they're going to beat them. I think that pricing is aggressive. That's what I said though. I think over 6-1
on the Pelicans. You did say that, but you still don't want the bet though.
No, I mean, okay. seven over.
All right, so you didn't want the bet. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking money line. If you were in a plus 2.5 games at plus 145, I don't think that's a bad bet. I'm not running to make it. I already have. I have Thunder bets from before the series, so I'm gonna go. I'll just be riding with those. I have Thunder in 5 and Thunder in 6.
So when you said I misunderstood you, I understood you perfectly. Is what you're saying. So the Lakers are 5-1, down 1-0.
Yeah.
Do you want any part of that?
No. No. No, I would be quicker. I would be sooner to bet the Pelicans at that price than the Lakers at that price.
Me too. What about the Magic at north of 3-1 against the Cavs?
Man, I would love to, but no. It's the...
That series is NBA TV written all over it, isn't
it? It's so gross. And why I want the Magic to win so bad, because somehow the conversation about the Lakers tanking or should have tanking thing is still going on. Yet there's a team out there in the NBA playoffs that literally tanked to be able to win a one round in the NBA playoffs, and that's the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I want them punished
as badly as they could possibly be punished. Now, I mean, like, I don't think they're actually going to be punished, but like, I would love to see the Magic beat them.
Just to be clear, what you're referring to is the last game of the season,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So remember, we went into that. We actually had this horrible segment when we done the show. We were trying to figure out what team might tank and all this. And even going in the weekend when we weren't on the air, I was trying to figure out, I was like, well, this team does that and this team. I was like, no, that doesn't make sense. And the one team I never had on my radar was Cleveland, who then in crunch time,
pull guys
against the Hornets, I believe it was.
Yes, Hornets. The Hornets. It's like 15-point favorites.
Yeah, this is a horrible lineup. And so they were like, let's be four. We'll play the Magic. This is awesome. Because once they saw the Bucks result, they were like, now we can just tank this.
They were playing right at the same time.
But the Bucks were down like a million points, weren't they?
Yeah.
So they knew that they could.
If you look at it after, with a win, they would have ended up the 2 seed.
Correct.
They actively avoided having to play, you know, any possibility of running into Boston first round, because they could have fallen.
We talked about it that day because it was the next day, because it was the only thing they didn't control was what Milwaukee was doing. Once they saw that what Milwaukee was doing, then they controlled it, and they're like, we'll just take this.
I mean, all they want to do, Gil, is beat the Magic, because they think that's going to be enough to say, Donovan Mitchell, we won a playoff series. Come on back.
Well, you know, they were so traumatized by how bad they looked last year, losing
so
to the Knicks in 5, that maybe it was enough of trauma for them to just be like, we got to win one series.
I can't imagine having that mindset. And I know Max Strus, like a lot of people wonder about this, like, hey, there's got to be some players unhappy about this. Max Strus wasn't happy about it after that last game.
All right, those are the 4 longest shots. Let's go to the next 4. We're going in, you know, shortened order here. 4th lowest number, adjusted series price on a team that's down 1-0, the Sixers, plus 250. Adjusted series price. Embiid wobbly.
Yeah.
Maxey maybe sick tonight, might not play.
Not what I'm interested in, but I think that series from a, I mean, you know, I have futures on the Sixers. So I was in on game one. I'm in on game 2 on the Knicks side. If that goes back to Philly, and you think if Joel Embiid like looks better, a little bit better tonight, Gil, and that's going back to Philly with them down 2-0. I have there's a chance you could get a really nice price on the Sixers with Joel Embiid, if he looks like he's doing a little bit better, getting on the right side. So
wait a game.
Maybe not now.
Yeah, wait a game.
I'm waiting a game, but that might be a tempting price after game 2.
All right. 3rd lowest, the Indiana Pacers, plus 190, down a game after they got just absolutely crushed by the Giannis-less Bucks yesterday.
I think this is one... I'm never going to have an answer of getting involved in this series, because you just don't know with Giannis, right? We're hearing maybe after game 3, after game 4, he could be back, but you don't really know. A really impressive win by the Bucks yesterday. The Pacers looked absolutely terrible. But that one I'm not going to be getting involved with.
We're showing the Suns at plus 125, but I'm staring here at the Suns plus 150. Again, always shop around for these. How about the Suns, who got beat by 25 against the T-Wolves at plus 150? We'll use the high price that I see.
I'm surprised it's moving that way. I will say that. You know, when I typed up this morning at plus 125, that seemed like a more fair price. I think we might be swinging a little too far that way. So if I had to make a bet, that's where I'd lean. Still like the over, still like this to go 6-7 games. I think this will be a tight, contested series, even though Timberwolves looked great game one. And I did say before that series, I think if there is one team that's going to run away with it, it would be Minnesota. I don't think Phoenix is going to go down, though, without at least grabbing a couple games.
All right, this last one, I'm not even sure if I'm asking you about the dog or the favorite. Clippers, without Kawhi, go up 1-0 on the Mavericks. That adjusted series price is Clippers -133, up one game. We're showing -150. I'm showing it even more muted. And the Mavs, anywhere between +110 and +125 on the comeback.
The Mavs love is crazy. So, like, I bet that before the series at +110. It was when it first opened. So now you're talking about the Mavericks down a game. You're basically getting the same price.
Basically.
Like,
yeah.
So I can't do it.
Right.
If I was someone out there, actually, no, I don't even think that the price is a little ridiculous down a game. You're down a game. You don't have home court.
What about the Clippers at -133?
Now, I still like the Mavericks. If I was going to bet anything, but I think that price is silly. I think if you're catching over +125, yeah, I would consider it. I bet it.
That Pelicans price is awfully tempting. That's the takeaway for me.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.